It's estimated that one of every 20 adolescents suffers from clinical depression. And when depression begins during the teenage years, the risks are significant. Episodes can recur and interrupt important learning and development, and suicide is a significant risk. So experts say it's imperative to identify and treat young people quickly and effectively. The drug Prozac is the only antidepressant approved for children and teens, and there's one type of psychotherapy that's been effective in alleviating depression in young people. It's called cognitive behavior therapy, or CBT. NPR's Michelle Trudeau has this conclusion of our series on cognitive therapy.
Research psychologist Joan Asarno sits opposite a teenage patient with depression, whom we'll call Patty, in a small office at UCLA. They are in the middle of Patty's cognitive behavior therapy session.
What kinds of thoughts do you think are typical of you when you're under stress?
I think when I'm under stress, thoughts are typical of me that just, when's it going to stop? I just want to be free from it. And I begin to feel so just sad and blue that my thoughts turn into just sounding like some really sad, stupid song that some bad band would sing.
A large notebook is on the table between Patty and Dr. Asarno. This is a cognitive behavior therapy manual. Therapists trained in CBT follow a manual in treating depressed patients. In it are detailed the two major components of CBT, changing ways of thinking and changing ways of behaving that can help mitigate depression. Psychiatrist Aaron Beck, considered the father of CBT, explains.
Cognitive therapy consists of focusing on the negative thinking that a depressed person has and getting the patient to realize and recognize the distortions in their thinking.
The focus of CBT, Beck adds, is on the present, not on a patient's past or unconscious, like in many other talk therapies. Patty, in her therapy, focuses on the here and now of having just flunked a math quiz.
And what kinds of thoughts did you have when you failed the math quiz?
I'm not smart enough to do anything. Another thought was, again, like I'm a failure.
Beck calls these types of habitual negative beliefs automatic thoughts, common to people with depression. These thoughts come so fast that the patient isn't even aware what's at work.
But what's interesting about the automatic thought is that people tend to accept them at their face value, and they don't look for alternative explanations or for what evidence is behind them.
So you failed a math quiz. Do you always fail math quizzes? What was your grade in math?
A B.
A B. Oh, well, that's evidence against the fact that you're stupid. Not smart enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it sounds like those thoughts actually aren't very realistic.
Again, Aaron Beck.
The next step was to get the patients to really look at these automatic thoughts and to correct them if they seem to be erroneous, or to test out to see whether they're really true.
Now, are there some other thoughts that you could have when you fail a math quiz that might help you to feel differently about the situation?
If I failed a math quiz, you could say, I didn't study. Or you could say, I'll do better next time.
Oh, I like that one. Because it means that it's not forever. It's just a math quiz. It's not the final.
Yeah.
At this point in the session, Asarno turns the corner and leads Patty through the other major component of CBT, making changes in behavior that support her new positive thoughts. This begins with brainstorming possible solutions to deal with failing that math quiz.
And how would you do better?
Studying and believing in myself that I could do it, mm-hmm. and putting my all into it.
Yeah, I like that, because that's like a plan for handling it. Putting my all into it, meeting with a teacher.
Doing extra credit work.
Oh, hey, that is great, because then that could make up for the...
Bad grade.
Right.
There's another technique for changing behavior, getting the patient to do enjoyable activities.
We looked at pleasant activities that you can engage in and how what you do affects your mood. So instead of curling up under your covers or getting into fights with people, you might do something like take a bubble bath or take your dog for a walk or make cookies with your mother.
And then as the session ends, there's homework, an essential component of this therapy. Patty keeps a CBT workbook she shows Dr. Asarno every week. In it, charts of her daily moods, her negative thoughts, which coping strategies work for her, which enjoyable activities help.
So we're going to look and see whether you feel better on the days that you do more of these activities.
Uh-huh.
We're going to look at how what you do and the activities that you participate in affect your mood.
CBT works well for many children and adolescents who suffer from depression.
Researcher John Weiss at UCLA has looked at 16 separate clinical trials that tested the effectiveness of CBT on depression in young people. All but two of the trials, Weiss reports, showed measurable positive effects of the therapy.
Of the psychotherapies, it's the most reliably beneficial treatment that we have for young people.
And CBT works fast, adds Weiss, between 12 and 20 sessions, a few months of therapy. Weiss speculates that CBT works for many young people by giving them a menu of coping skills, thoughts that are less self-critical, problem-solving behaviors, and enjoyable activities. And with a multitude of coping skills, most children and teens will find several that work especially well for them. But nobody really knows how CBT works to alleviate depression. There are some clues at the level of brain function. New evidence from brain imaging shows that specific regions of the brain are significantly altered as a result of CBT treatment. Researchers from the University of Texas at Austin are bringing group CBT into several elementary and middle schools to find out if the therapy is effective in groups of young children.
What we try to do is identify girls between the ages of 9 and 13 who have a depressive disorder.
The study focuses exclusively on young girls, says lead researcher Kevin Stark. That's because as girls enter adolescence, their rate of depression shoots way up, past boys, 3-1.
So we decided that what we really wanted to do was create a treatment that was gender specific.
The girls meet at school for their group CBT sessions, twice a week for 10 weeks. The research study is still going on, but Stark has some early results on some of the girls who've completed their CBT therapy.
About 87% of the participants were no longer depressed after treatment.
Even though CBT is one of the very few psychotherapies that has been rigorously evaluated and found to be effective, UCLA's John Weiss says relatively few therapists use it as their primary treatment of young people with depression.
One of the major barriers is that the skills in using CBT require a very substantial dose of training followed by consultation or supervision from an expert.
The state of Michigan has recently recognized that youth depression is such a pressing problem that Jim Watring, the state's director of programs for mentally ill children, decided that child therapists should be using treatments that have been proven effective in clinical trials.
I wouldn't want us to do anything less than provide evidence-based treatment.
So during the past year, about 50 therapists from community mental health centers around the state have received intensive training in CBT. It takes about 6 months to be well-trained with supervision. But Watring says the commitment of staff time to the training has paid off.
Boy, it was fun to hear their stories and say, you know, this stuff really works. And they could see the difference.
New preliminary research also shows that CBT may be even more effective when combined with approved antidepressant medications. Early results from one ongoing study of depressed teens funded by the National Institute of Mental Health showed that the combination of CBT and the antidepressant Prozac helped over 70% of the young patients. Michelle Trudeau, NPR News.
You can hear more stories from our series about cognitive behavior therapy at our website, npr.org.